Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. Today, we are talking about phobias.
Really?
Yes. Everyone's greatest fears. And today, with us is...
R.
R is... No, it's is. One person at a time.
R. It's a group of people.
You're... No, it's is.
I normally don't agree with Kenneth, but I think he's right.
Whatever.
Shots fired.
Go, Dave!
Hey, this is David.
Jesus.
Jamie is also here.
Kenneth is present.
We're Robert. How going? Packed in 7 days.
Jesus.
Robert is cramming his fucking face with food.
Ice cream specifically.
Because he made some sort of mistake. I don't know. I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about that on this.
Well, not while he's eating.
I made a printing error.
he's drowning it in ice cream.
I was upset when I made it. I'm upset now. And the ice cream is making it better. And yes, I understand my lactose intolerant, but this is Mr. Dewey's. It is cashew milk ice cream. It is actually very good.
Where did you have to get that?
Oh, I try any new non-dairy ice cream that comes out.
No, I mean, where did you have to get that? A special store or?
Whole Foods.
Oh.
By the way, the hemp milk ice cream is terrible. Oh my God, whoever fucking invented that.
Hemp milk ice cream is bad.
All right. It's very bad stuff.
We had the bars and they were good like 2 years ago.
It's a bar that's different when you're actually making it into, you know, a liquid product.
Hemp, yeah, actually, I do
hemp
remember
doesn't
that.
Sound very tasty.
I don't know why. Anyway, the stuff that's out these days is not very good.
They don't make them like they used to.
Exactly. Old man high five.
Okay, anyway.
Hey, before we get to that stuff. So, oh man. I want to tell the story to you guys. I realize this is probably an appropriate time as well. I was at a wedding over the weekend in New York. And I will sort of ruin the story a little bit by telling it in reverse order. The payoff is that the brother to the bride, who is white, okay, she is white. The brother is Asian, okay? He's adopted. Okay, that's the payoff. However, I discover this in the weird way in which I had met the mother and father to the bride. And there's the first dance where the bride, you know, dances with the father, right? That's the first dance. And so that's happening. It's a really sweet moment. All of a sudden, like, this Asian dude goes and pulls the mother onto the dance floor. I'm like, oh my God, that's like really rude. I'm looking around. I'm like, is anyone going to stop this from happening? Because, I mean, this is like really rude on a number of levels. Like, because first of all, you know, the father's right there. I mean, that's his wife. Mm-hmm. And then the second, it's like, oh, wait, this is like a family moment. But anyway, so just keeping an open mind over here. Robert Koo signing off.
I wish that it could have been you to put a stop to it.
Yeah, I did slow motion.
Just
like,
go tackle
him. Out.
That would have made a good story.
That would have made a better story. You're right. You're right. But
should
anyway,
have done it.
I was in Hudson, New York, and it was the most bizarre city where there's like this one mile strip of really upscale boutique shops and furniture stores, and where you couldn't get like a shirt for under $120. Mm-hmm. And then like two blocks off, just extreme poverty. And I couldn't figure it out. And I've been trying to figure it out. So if anyone has any answers to that, that's listening, please let me know. And there's also some artist named Earl that is in 80% of all the shops there, who draws really horrible cat drawings. But he's in every single store there. It is just bizarre. Anyway, I'm sorry. Are we talking about something else? Phobias.
Phobias, yes. So, Dave, why don't you start with your biggest fears?
What are your deepest, darkest fears, Mr. Kaufman?
I don't. Can we change the subject?
Nope.
I don't think Dave is afraid of anything.
That's not true.
Let me demonstrate David's fears.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that one.
For those viewers at home, I'm trying to hug David.
He has intimacy
not
issues.
Working.
You're trying to tell me.
David scooted very rapidly away from my huggy embrace.
Somebody out there, save me. I know that you'd actually hear this like a week from now, but
David,
come back in time.
David does not like being hugged at all.
That's not a fear. It's not a phobia.
It's a strong dislike.
It is a remnant of an abusive older sister that I learned very quickly that being within arm's reach of anybody is a good way to get a scar on your face.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, is that what happened?
Very nice. I had a scar right next to my eyeball from my sister. I believe it was a fork.
Ooh.
Like, it's Jesus right here. Christ. It's half a centimeter away from my eyeball. Yep. Yeah. That was good. Good times. But no, that's not
I'm
a fork.
I didn't have siblings. I'm so glad.
Wait, do you have other siblings?
No, just my sister. She was 5 years older than me and tormented the hell out of me.
See that? Well, is that your phobia? Sisters?
No.
Forks. Girls, I think.
Forks.
Girls? Josh is...
He's
Josh
now afraid of all girls.
Oh, going blind.
Should we make this a guessing game?
I don't know. You won't answer. Eventually, yeah. We'll hit it, right?
Eventually, you're going to just get bored, and I'm hoping the spotlight will move away from me.
Oh, I get it. Podcasts.
That is spotlight.
The spotlight. There we go.
I think attention is probably one of David's actual
fears. Remember
when
I pulled him up on the on stage for the final round of the Omegathon at East for the cornhole?
No, I don't remember.
I didn't tell him that he was doing that, and I made his PA sit him close by and on the edge of the aisle, so he had no choice.
He's blocked it from
thanks,
his memory.
Laura.
He looks really haunted right now.
It was a very traumatic experience for me. Almost as bad as nearly getting my eyeball stabbed.
It was the most traumatic for me. Losing. All right. That fucking sucked, Dave.
Losing
we
because
sucked.
David choked.
We sucked.
It was embarrassing. So thank you for that.
No problem.
The only worse thing than being on a stage in front of 5,000 people is sucking ass in front of 5,000 people on a stage.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was poor. Poor performance. But that's okay. That's okay.
It just means he's going to make you do it again someday.
The first time is always the hardest, so don't worry.
I've never seen Dave look so uncomfortable.
I have. Have you tried hugging him?
Oh, yeah.
No, but seriously, are you afraid of anything?
I don't like heights.
You like
really?
Heights?
Yeah. Why? Because I'm so tall, you think that I would be...
You're constantly in fear.
Which also, maybe that's a thing.
It's possible. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I've always been afraid of heights. When I was younger, I tried to cure myself of that by putting myself in precarious situations. Like, for a while, I was a volunteer fireman specifically because I hated ladders.
God.
I went skydiving. The reason I got into mountain climbing was because I wanted to be near those crevasses. Which are
that's
incredibly
so
terrifying,
funny.
By the way.
What?
Yeah.
David Kaufman.
I have decided
we used to do rock climbing together.
Rock climbing is another thing that I did specifically because it terrified me. Eventually, I realized that this was not going to cure me.
Immersion therapy is not.
In fact, I was just living in fear constantly. So I pretty much stopped. But I can rock climb without being terribly afraid.
That's
still afraid. I don't like to fall.
Falling is fun.
That is the one thing that prevented me from getting good at rock climbing is I'm always, like, I would never fall because I would never put myself, I would never try and stretch myself far enough to fall. And if you don't take risks, you can't get to the top.
I think maybe you should try a stunt class or something where you actually have to fall on things without any parachute.
After he says immersion therapy
thing.
Does not work at all, Josh is like, here.
No, you
do
gotta
more.
Pop it up. You gotta pick
you
it up
have to do
notch.
More
do
intense
it harder.
Immersion
I feel like
therapy.
I've picked it up plenty of notches.
No,
I
get
it
where you pee your pants, you know? Like,
he just said he went skydiving.
Yeah, but that's he's still got the parachute, you know? He's no parachute. That's the way to solve it.
You just have to jump out of a plane without parachute. Mm-hmm.
Good advice.
Yeah, Josh is clearly not afraid of heights.
What else, David? You got to have something else.
That's pretty much like, is that it? Not enough time with me in the spotlight here?
No. Tell us more.
We got to know your real secret fears.
I don't have any secret fears. I can tell you more about the skydiving, though.
No. How about something else? What else you got, Dave? Spiders?
I don't really like...
The dark?
I don't really like water, but that's more because I actually don't know how to swim and would die.
No.
David doesn't know how to swim.
I don't know how to swim. Well, I can kind of splash around. I can get from one end of the pool
you
to the
just
other.
Just walk on the seafloor.
That is also a thing.
All right, fine. I guess Dave's giving it up.
I think he's hiding stuff. He doesn't want people to know.
Maybe as everyone else goes, somebody will hit upon something, but like spiders or bats or that stuff scares me.
Snakes?
Yeah. I'm scared of killing a snake. Occasionally I'll see a snake when I'm riding a bike and I'll almost fly myself off a trail trying to avoid it.
Hmm. All right, Jamie, I guess you're up.
I have what is called odontophobia.
What?
Fear of teeth.
All right.
Or tooth trauma.
What was it called?
Odontophobia.
Hmm.
I don't like anything to do with teeth, basically at all. Teeth breaking, teeth being featured prominently.
Do you have that nightmare where your teeth are glued shut and you open your mouth and they shatter? Now you will.
I have all sorts of nightmares about teeth breaking. Even people without teeth phobias have tooth nightmares. Mm-hmm. They're a very common stress dream. But I have all sorts of delightful nightmares about teeth, like commonly falling, hitting your head, teeth. You like touch your mouth to be like, oh my gosh, I fell, and all your teeth fall out, stuff like that. I've actually had, I had braces for 5 years when I was, I had a brace for a really long time. Bunch of dental work as a kid. My mom wanted my teeth to be perfect. But I had to have on the anchoring tooth where they like capped my braces, they didn't take the cap off frequently enough to make sure that the tooth was in good shape. And so that tooth has had 3 root canals on it now where they just kept not doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
And so at one point in college, that tooth shattered like 40 minutes before a midterm. And so it was like literally my worst nightmare where I was sitting there, I was eating a piece of pizza, take a drink of soda, take a bite of pizza, and the hot cold like differential in my mouth caused my tooth to pop.
Oh, jeez.
And like that saying those words makes me nauseous to this day. But I had to go to my midterm and I was like hyperventilating. Like I was actually like having a breakdown, like taking my test and the TA's like, do you want to go? And my appointment, like I couldn't get a sooner appointment at the dentist to even like, I could go, but they wouldn't be able to do anything. So I just took my test while I was like freaking the fuck out and then went to the dentist. But I got 95 on that test.
You would have gotten 100, you're saying.
It was, no, I probably would have gotten like a 60. It was one of my worst classes. I don't know. Apparently trauma makes me focus. I have no idea what that says about me.
All right.
But tooth trauma is not, I can't watch like movies where there's like, if people are getting beat up and they like in a movie, if somebody gets beat up and like a tooth flies out, awful.
So a curb stomp is like your worst.
Oh no, it can't happen. Like if there's a curb stomp in a movie, it's not happening for me. I just watched the anime Attack on Titan,
mm-hmm.
and there's like one Titan that has teeth that go like all the way back in the jaw. Couldn't like I would have to like hold my hands up to not see the bottom half, which it's subtitled, so I have to kind of like see the middle part. Teeth are my phobia, and it's very inconvenient.
Has that always been an issue for you?
No.
What about when, like, you remember when baby teeth are falling out or something?
No, I didn't care when I was little. Oh, it was really? Only after
probably the dental work.
It was after all the dental work. Because I had, like, throughout having all those braces and stuff, I had, like, a device called a palate splitter, which was a retainer that goes on the top of your mouth and you turn a key twice a day and it literally splits your palate, like it pushes your palate apart.
Oh my god.
Actually a torture device.
It really is. Josh is like, yeah. Did you have a palate splitter?
No, but I know someone that did.
Yeah. I had a palate splitter for like 6 or 8 months or something. I had a rake, which is
who names these things?
It's really awful.
I had thumb screws.
A rake is like wires that stick down, so it trains your tongue not to press against the back of your teeth.
So it stabs you.
Yeah, no, it just stabs you. Like braces and related devices are awful, and I had them for many, many years. But after that time, Watching kids with loose teeth. If I have kids and they have loose teeth, it's going to have to be somebody else's job to deal with it because I can't handle it. And if I still have a permanent retainer in the back of my teeth, and if I get food stuck in it and it feels like it's loose, it's bad times for me. It's super, super stressful. It is awful. But luckily, I am also not afraid of spiders or snakes or any of the... I'm not afraid of heights. I love roller coasters. Other phobias are not a super big problem for me. Just teeth. And now everybody else is creeped out by teeth.
What happened to your microphone cable?
Mine?
Did you braid it?
No. Why would I do such a thing?
Oh, no. He's just wrapped. Wait, no. What did you do? What the fuck did you do?
Did you braid it?
I was just fidgeting.
So you don't have a phobia, you have OCD.
It's fine.
Kenneth, what are you afraid of?
But it's just...
You're breaking Josh's heart right now.
You don't do that to cables, Kenneth.
It's fine.
Kenneth, you're up!
I am also afraid of heights, but unlike Dave, I did not ever seek out opportunities to cure myself of this. I am just terrified of heights.
That is the... intelligent way to approach the problem.
I do really like rock climbing, but I can only do bouldering. We went top roping once with Erica, and she had to haul me up the wall. She was belaying me, and she just by sheer force of strength from the ground
pulled you up.
She pulled me up. I could make it about halfway, and then I started getting really shaky, and then from three quarters to the top, she wouldn't let me come down until I made it to the top.
You touched the top.
Yeah, so she hauled me up.
Yeah.
It's not good.
So you essentially went limp, and then she pulled you up so your head hit the top, and then she let you back down.
To flatten myself against the wall.
Yeah. Froze and then it was just...
Right. He was just hanging really upside down, and she's pulling him up, not going higher.
I just completely lose arm strength when I'm up that high. It's very strange.
That's the exact opposite of what you want, though.
Yeah, it really is.
It's very self-destructive.
Not great.
Physiological.
But it's super. It's really fun. It's just also terrifying. So that's not a great combination.
I don't know. That's usually a pretty good combination for most people.
No, I am not an adrenaline junkie or anything like that. It's not for me. None of the normal fears, bugs, snakes, whatever. I don't think it's as strong as to say it's a phobia, but I have a similar issue with hand trauma. I'm very wary of damaging my hands and fingers and that sort of thing, but I don't have weird nightmares about it.
So, Robert.
Yes, Josh.
Tell us all your fears so we may prey upon them.
Is this coming up before PAX?
Yes.
Yeah, right before.
Great.
So everybody will know what we're afraid of.
I have a fear, a very specific fear of... driving across a bridge and somehow launching myself off the bridge in the water and being unable to escape. And every time I cross a body of water on a bridge, I think of what I'm going to do when it happens.
Have you driven across the Tacoma Narrows bridges?
Yes.
Is it
you
only
cross
bridges?
A bridge.
Every morning.
And every evening.
Every
it's
evening.
A big bridge, though.
Yeah.
Not, I mean... be pretty hard to go in on that bridge.
Oh, no. It definitely, the fact is that the further away I am from water, that's a 2 mile span, means that I'm going to have to swim one way or the other. And that is actually a big reason why I became a good swimmer, which was to be at least prepared in that regard. When the need arises, when my car flings itself off into Lake Washington, and I need to use the tools that I have purchased that are in my glove compartment to properly cut my my seatbelt, shatter the windshield, and get out in time.
So do you have one of the hydraulic tools?
Yes, I do.
It's never going to happen.
It could, though.
Until it does.
Anything could happen.
When my mom had surgery, she was staying with me in Redmond, and she had surgery in Seattle, and I actually had the same fear when I was going over 520. I was freaked out that something was going to happen, we're going to go in the water, and I wouldn't have any way not only to save myself, but to save her because she was still like incapacitated from surgery. I don't have the fear every time I drive over. I don't have like the phobia, but I freaked out because I had my mom in the car with me.
I mean, I can tell you that I am as prepared as I'm going to be at this point. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. I'm still afraid of it, but I'm ready to take it.
Everybody's response to their phobia is so interesting.
I can see skinny bridges, but that's like a big, wide, low bridge.
Only four lanes.
No, you understand. So if it's low, it means that the car will go on.
You don't fall very far.
Sure, which means I won't get knocked out, which means I'm going to drown, which actually what this all comes down to, which is I don't want to drown.
So you would rather get knocked out and drown in your sleep than drown awake.
Yeah, I think everyone would rather.
Obviously, but you would rather not have the chance to save yourself, is what I'm saying.
No, of course not. I would love to.
Well, then there you go. So it's still better.
I'm not trying to make comparisons. I'm just telling you right now that every time I drive across a body of water on a bridge, I prepare myself for the inevitable, which means that my car will be in the water and I will probably have between, I don't know, 45 and 60 seconds to get myself loose and out of the windshield that I've just broken.
What about flying over the water?
Josh, do you know what a phobia is like by definition? It is an irrational fear.
Yeah, I understand it's irrational.
Then why are you trying to rationalize this irrational fear?
I'm just talking about, you know, bridge compared to bridge, like fear versus fear.
He's just still mad about the tennis match.
Wow.
I'm not mad about the tennis match.
I'm not mad.
Is that your fear? Because I'm sorry.
No.
It came true.
No. It's not my fear. I'm not doing my fear.
What? You're not doing your fear?
Not in this one. Later.
You.
What? No.
Later.
After
bullshit. You
after picking apart
us.
Everybody else's fear, you
Whatever.
Have to say your fear.
That's what I do.
Josh, what's your fear?
Give us a hint at least.
Fine China.
Flying to China.
Fine China.
Fine China.
Fine.
Fancy dishes.
Fancy dishes. So breaking.
I'm just saying something.
Fucking ass.
I'm half Chinese. Maybe it has something to do with losing the tennis match again.
Subconsciously.
Oh my God.
Subconsciously, he was telling you.
Oh, I know what it is. It's like 120 mile per hour serve coming at you. Is that what
the No, I don't think your serve's that fast either.
I used to peak at around 115.
Wow. Whatever.
Which, you know, isn't super fast for a men's game, but, you know, it's enough to, you know, develop a phobia, I would say.
No, I don't think so. Right. Anything else aside from your germophobia?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
I'm not a germaphobe. I just don't like being sick. Like I'm not like creepy crawlies.
You're kind of
ultra protective about it. Like I'm not like, oh my God, I can't.
But you are like if someone, you know, looks like they might be germy and they come and want to shake your hand. After and you have to shake their hand after that, you're like, get off me.
Because I don't want to be sick. That's it.
Yeah. The last time we were at a social gathering, you literally carried around hand sanitizer. Like you didn't even put it back in your pocket. You had the hand sanitizer in your hands the entire time.
You know what's really funny is I was looking for my I don't know. I think I may have resolved this, but I was looking for my keys and I was like, man, I feel like I've got my keys. And I pulled out four bottles of sanitizer this morning. But anyway.
I think most people would define what you define as not germophobia.
Not a phobia.
I'm not afraid of it. I'm not like, I mean,
a very logical
like,
approach to not wanting
a phobia.
He's sanitizing his hands right now.
If that was a phobia, I wouldn't shake hands with anyone.
That's not true. It's part of your job. You kind of have to.
I don't have to. Hey, fist bump, sir.
You don't fist bump those. So that's not.
Because fist bumping is stupid. Yes,
well,
you're right.
There you go. So that's not true.
So you're saying that
you have to
not
face
doing
your
something
fear
stupid
every day
overrides actual phobias. I would have. To
I don't know.
With that.
If your phobia of driving over bridges was a phobia, you'd drive all the way around every day.
Huh? In your face.
It's not driving over bridges. It's flying off the bridge.
Well, if you were like, if
no,
the phobia of
like
flying
this
off
argument doesn't hold because I believe that Dave is genuinely afraid of heights, and yet he went skydiving.
Yeah,
and has done lots of things.
Yeah, so the fact that you have a phobia does not mean that that phobia will always cause you to do whatever you can to avoid it.
That's true.
I'm agreeing with that statement.
So I mean, yeah, you haven't, you know, gotten rid of all your teeth.
Yeah, you got teeth in your mouth.
Yes.
And I mean, Josh, you have rematched me at tennis.
Oh, would you shut your face?
Since then,
I think that
he has issued a rematch.
Oh, immediately.
Oh, but it hasn't actually.
No, it isn't resolved. No, he needs time. Apparently,
I need to fix my serve for once.
Will do nothing.
So bad. Well, you've had years and years of development.
Is tennis for you similar to ping pong for you, where it's just wildly inconsistent?
No. I don't have certain key elements developed yet.
Are you taking lessons?
No. I develop myself.
Josh does not take lessons. Josh,
I would take lessons, but I'm not going to spend, a bunch of money just to beat Robert. Boo. Although that's not my key, but no.
Save you money in the long run if you have to keep washing his car.
Whatever.
Washing his car and getting speeding tickets.
Yeah, the speeding ticket. There you go. Now I teach myself.
All right.
Anything else anybody got? David.
You guys have boring phobias. Heights. Yours is interesting, I guess.
Yeah. Heights is a pretty boring
flying
phobia.
Flying off of a bridge.
I would gladly trade in my fear of heights for something more interesting.
Yeah, like clowns. I don't need to be near clowns. I can be afraid of that.
Fear of heights is not great.
But you could have pretty easily not have to deal with it most of your life.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
When it comes up, it's real bad.
But here's what's really interesting is that I actually don't have a fear of dying. I don't, like, if I knew I was going to die today, I would be okay with it. Like, I've lived an incredibly full life, and I think that I've gotten a lot out of it. And every time that I am on a plane, I always think, maybe this plane's going to crash. Not in like, oh my God, this plane is going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
My fear actually does come from the drowning bit.
Sure.
Dying in like a miserable way?
Drowning specifically, yeah. So yeah, in a miserable way of drowning.
So that's what I was saying. Do you have a fear when you're going over long expanses of water in a plane?
No, because I know I'm going to die on impact.
You don't.
Yes, you do.
Chances are pretty good.
But you could not.
This ain't the fucking Miracle on Hudson, man. You were going to die.
Have you heard the conspiracy theory that they tell you when you're going down in a plane, they tell you to put your head between your knees because it'll break your neck?
Yeah,
and
the plane will shatter apart in a million pieces like it has so many times.
Their conspiracy theorists say that's the way because it's cheaper for them to like pay out your family than it is to pay your medical bills if you survive.
That is ridiculous.
If that were the case, guess what? Every pilot would be alive and every passenger would be dead to all these crashes.
Yeah. That's what the internet says.
Well, that's what the internet says.
Dave, are you ready to die?
No, I can't actually. I don't know what that word means.
Just like your parents?
No.
My mom specifically.
His mom will not die. His mom is immortal.
My dad, he'll keel over at any possible day. He'd be calling me right now. I don't know.
He'd be calling you right now, Dad.
Hey, I'm dead.
So I spend a lot of time with Dave, like a tremendous amount of time with Dave every year. I would say, actually, Dave and I have talked about this many times, in that I spend more time within... there's no other person on the planet that I spend more time within 10 feet of than Dave. Like we work right next to each other in adjacent offices. We are on planes together all the time. We share rooms and hotels at every fucking PAX. Like we probably spend collectively like, I don't know, probably 150 days together.
Death is starting to sound a lot more appealing to me right now.
So we have like a lot of like deep philosophical discussions, and we're talking about our parents. And I was talking about my parents, right? As far as like, oh, okay, they're getting older, and at some point in time they're gonna pass away. And I was like, have you given this thought about your dad? And he's like, oh yeah, and he's got some health problems and that sort of thing, or something's gonna happen. Eventually he'll be prepared for that. And I was like, well, what about your mom? He's like, oh no, my mom's not gonna die.
It's true.
Like, and he's just like, he refuses to acknowledge the idea that his mom will eventually pass away.
I don't understand why you refuse to accept the idea that she won't.
Okay, well, you're right. Right now, as of this moment, you're in the right and I'm in the wrong.
All right. I'm glad that we agree.
I will never tell you I told you so, okay? Because that would be extremely rude. But understand that... Please prepare yourself at some point.
I don't understand what part of this you're not getting.
How are you, Jamie? You ready to go?
I haven't thought about that.
I guess, you know, you and Kenneth are almost 10 years younger than me, right? How old are you guys?
27.
28.
It's almost 10 years younger.
That's six and seven.
Yeah.
6 and 7.
It's getting there. It's above half.
I like
you
it's
round
not,
up 10.
I will
Boom.
Start thinking about it and then I'm like, I'm too fucking busy to think about that right now. I'll think about it later.
Oh man. Oh yeah. If you know, I've made peace with it. Kenneth?
No, not ready.
Josh?
I have thought about it a lot.
Yes and no.
Explain.
I like if I died, whatever, I guess. But I don't necessarily want to yet.
Oh,
there
no one wants.
I still want
yeah,
to
I mean,
do, but there are still things I would like to have done before
sure.
then. So yeah. I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm proud of what I've accomplished.
I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm more afraid of growing far too old and not being able to take care of myself and just sort of.
That's when you do your test, your final heights test. No
your
parachute.
Final heights
no
test
parachute.
With no parachute.
You're like, all right, I'm at that age.
All right.
Let's
prepared.
Test this.
Let's conquer this
we
fear.
Know, we know when David's like, I'm going skydiving this weekend. We're just going to be like, oh God, no. David.
We'll throw
sorry,
a party
Dave.
For him.
I'll take care of you.
Oh, Jesus.
Off you, you baby.
You'll both so be in cute. A home together.
They have rooms next door to each other.
I'm going to have my mom so... snuff me out when I'm 90.
It's too cute.
All right. I think my ice cream's melting. Is it time to go?
All right.
Now that we've had a thoroughly depressing podcast about everything we're afraid of and death.
It's good. It's good to, you know, get things into the light, I guess. If you guys have any questions or topics you'd like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-rk.com. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.